truthfully, what happens is, as children grow up, we start to educate them progressively from the waist up. And then we focus on their heads, and slightly to one side.
I think in the old days, you know, you were better off. Because nowadays, they're all specialists. Everyone's becoming better and better, and less and less. And eventually, someone's going to be superb at nothing.
Our education system has mined our minds in the way that we've strip-mined the earth for a particular commodity. And for the future, it won't serve us. We have to rethink the fundamental principles on which we're educating our children.
We're not here to tell everybody that they're wrong and we're right. We're not saying that we have all the answers, but we'd like to present a different way of looking at it.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Teacher Troubles, where we listen to slightly, if not completely, disgruntled teachers living and working in China, with our in-house psychologist, Dr. Anthony Benton, back from nearly a year's absence, finishing his PhD in Why Humans Behave Like They Do Economics. We dissect the problem at hand like a hot knife in butter and try to serve up some tasty tips on toast that will feed your appetite for teaching again. Welcome to China Jedi, Dr. Benton. Where in the world are you today? Dr. Benton, are you there?
Yep. Hi, Chris. Hello again.
Now, this doesn't sound like Bangkok. I'm reckoning sounds like somewhere in Arabia or something. Possibly, maybe India.
Somewhere close to your heart.
Oh, it's got to be India.
Hey, I'm in Agra.
Oh, wonderful. The place of the Taj Mahal.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to go and visit the Taj Mahal in the next few days. Should be great.
Wonderful. What are you up to in India?
I'm here for a conference.
Wonderful. Okay, well, listen, it's so noisy in the background, Dr. Benton. You're going to have to find another place where it's a bit quieter. Is that possible?
Sure, I think I should possibly find somewhere a little bit quieter.
Okay, we'll speak.
That's probably what you said.
That would be great. Speak to you in a bit, huh?
Okay, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, so let's listen to our teacher trouble and then get back to you. Hey, China Jedi. My name's Chrissy Williams. I'm from Jamaica. Come to China to the school in Qingdao, grade 4 teacher in a Chinese school. Having a little bit of a problem with my with the recess time. I can't believe the children, when they go out for the recess, they don't have recess. It's just some type of like non-recess, not like in Jamaica. I'm wondering what I can do with the recess, because the recess just ain't the recess. China Jedi, please help me. I cannot believe what is going on with the recess. Okay, so Dr. Benton, you're with us, yeah?
Yep.
Great. Sounds great. Not too much noise in the background. Wonderful. So, Cressy Williams, what can we say about this? I think it's all about the recess.
Absolutely, yeah. He seems to have a problem with the recess, doesn't he, and the non-recess. So how do we combat that then?
Well, to be completely honest, it does sound an unfortunate situation. Recess, highly valuable thing for children to do. I mean, your experience in China, you were there, of course, for quite some years. Did you have anything of this?
Well,
no recess?
It's kind of strange because I spent some time working in some private schools. And I did come across the problem where the free play time didn't seem to be terribly free. There seemed to be a certain amount of control from the teachers and where they were allowed to go. It wasn't like in the West. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, when I was growing up, when it came to the school playtime, the end of the class would come, you'd go and have your lunch, and then kids just did what they wanted to do. You know, you'd have the kids who would go to the library, you'd have the kids that would go out to the playground, you'd have the kids who would go to the sports field and play football.
Bushes, but, around the trees, hedges.
Kids making out in the bushes, you know. Kids just did what they did. There was no... Of course, you'd have the school monitors, the teachers wandering around to make sure there was no mayhem or any kids getting hurt. But it was generally children were allowed to just express themselves and develop as they do. But I seem to recall when I was in some private schools, there was quite a lot less freedom. And it started to make me wonder if that's how... It was in China, but having wandered around and passed several public schools, I would see during the lunch breaks lots of children outside and doing their own thing. So I don't know, sorry, what was the guy's name?
Cressy, Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams. I don't know if he's in a private school or a public school, but he definitely seems to be along the lines of children not having enough recess.
Well, children not being able to be children, perhaps. I mean, from my experience on this, Dr. Benton, Dr. B, I would say, I mean, I've been in schools like this where it's exactly as Cressy has said, and it's quite saddening. I remember a time I was really quite sad about it because I'd never seen anything like it. And you know, when we go back to our young age, when we were kids, I used to love running around, you know, pretending we were racing cars around the trees at the bottom of the field and kicking up a load of dust and stuff like that. And being, I guess, would be non-orderly, completely in the moment, free playtime. Maybe it's a new thing that I'm not aware of that's coming through in the world, non-free playtime. I mean, maybe that's going to be the next big thing.
Well, we could go into
non-free playtime economics.
Political objectives of why it could be a way to socially control people, but perhaps we should steer clear of that direction. But yes, it's definitely an important part of children's social development, and
hugely,
you know, the social interaction between other children. The children need to learn each other's boundaries and how they understand the reactions they get from other children when they do something. You know, when they behave in a certain way, another child is going to react to that behavior.
Yeah.
And that's how we as children learn all the boundaries between each other. And if you don't allow children to have that free play, then you're going to have a certain amount of lack of development.
I mean, outside of the classroom, I think it's essential that children also have their own type of schooling and education and are allowed, I think I said earlier, to be children. I mean, children play, that's what we do. And I mean, I think that's a problem, actually, going a little bit out of topic here, generally with life. I think as we become adults, we don't play anymore. All we tend to play is computer games or maybe a game of tennis once a week with our friend or something like that. But generally in the daytime, are we playing? Probably most of us are sitting behind a desk drinking 4 or 5 cups of coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, by the way, but you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, where's the play gone with life?
Unless, of course, you find a job that you enjoy very much and then work becomes play, but yes, that's...
Well, unlike you, Dr. Benton, I mean, where are you now? In Calcutta, and last time, I don't know where you were, flinging around the world doing your psychological sort of little stuff. That's generally not for the most of us, right?
Unfortunately not, no. A lot of people end up getting pushed into situations that aren't possibly ideal for them in the workplace, but let's not digress on that. Let's focus on the children.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to my experience with the kids that when I was in a situation like this, it was a private school, and so you I think you might be onto something here. I don't know. Maybe private schools have to fit in too much curriculums from too many different countries. That in order to do that, they have to get rid of recess, and that might be one of the reasons. That was a feeling I got. When I looked into it. The other thing is, of course, I think we've alluded to this before, and I think we're going to allude to it again in future podcasts, is this whole idea of order versus chaos. When you see kids freely playing, it looks like chaos. Again, out of that chaos may come order and leadership and understandings of the different kids' personalities and things like that. But from the outside, it does look a bit like a zoo, doesn't
Absolutely. I would say with children, it's structured chaos. There's definitely a hierarchy going on within children's behaviour. Of course, you get the children that are maybe more subdued and more humble perhaps towards the bully at the top, who's, you know, imposing his will on the other children. So children have their own way of working out their own social hierarchy, and that is the whole part of the social development of children interacting with each other, is like I said, they learn their own boundaries, their own strengths. Free play is all about developing, I mean, more than that, it's developing their own imagination, because the beautiful thing about children is when they go out and play, is they're completely lost in their own world. It's what we tend to forget as adults, is we get so wrapped up in the real world that children are in this place of imagination where to them that's their world. They're lost in this completely different world. And imagination is a beautiful thing. It can spark off so many things. I mean, it's creating creativity.
Yes.
Through play, they learn to express themselves. It's their physical as well. They learn their own physical boundaries. You know, when you have the playgrounds and the children dares themselves to climb a little bit higher up the playground climbing frame, you know, they push themselves a little bit more, making themselves a little bit more brave. Their dexterity, making themselves stronger, more nimble.
And maybe one of them gets hurt. Maybe they fall off and graze their elbow, you know? One kid comes to help and one kid doesn't, and they go back and there's blood pouring down them, and that's a moment in life where shit happens,
and
man.
They learn their boundaries, they learn their strengths and their weaknesses, but the beauty of children is they always push themselves, they always dare themselves to do more. It's like, you know, the old analogy of when you fall off the horse, you've got to get straight back on. Kids don't need to be taught that. If you leave them alone, they'll do that for themselves.
Well, I know, Dr. Benton, you're very good at getting back onto horses. and on that note, I think I remember now that time when I was, and Cressy, really, I know what you're going through here, in a situation like this, that one of the things was, the reasons why recess wasn't really recess as we know it, was that there was a safety issue. And if kids are allowed to freely play, I mean, God damn it, kids freely play. I mean, whoa, I'm getting shivers up my back here. Maybe they might hurt themselves. And, you know,
sorry to interrupt. I do think that's possibly an issue, especially with private schools in China. I think a lot of wealthy parents send their children to these schools, and they do tend to be a little bit overprotective of their children sometimes. And I know when I worked in a kindergarten in China, there was occasions where, for me personally, you know, there was a time when my son, who was in a kindergarten, he got bitten really badly by another child. I mean, he had a huge bite mark and a bruise on his arm. And I remember
during free play?
As much as free play was allowed, yes. But the teacher, when she told me about what happened, I could see in her face she was so nervous. Like, she was expecting me to explode and blame her. And I think when I said, it's yeah, fine, you know, this is what happens with children, that's what they do, you know, kids, little children, because he was only about 2 or 3 at the time, you know, this was in kindergarten. This is what happens. Kids interact with each other, and like you say, you know, you take a ball from another child, that child's not going to like it. So they're going to bite you. So I said to the teacher, no problem. And I could see in her face just the look of surprise. Like, oh my goodness, you're not going to scream at me?
Yeah.
So I often wonder if in private schools they're maybe a little bit overprotective and a little bit concerned with the safety of the children. So that could quite possibly be an issue.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that was an issue for sure. So there's definitely that to it. So I'd think about that. And then the other thing is, I remember in that school I used to be in, the kids would have this kind of recess that wasn't really recess. It was like a systematic sectioned area where each grade would go to. I think Cressy's grade 4, so you'd have grade 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever, lined up along these areas. They wouldn't be able to interact with each other. It was terribly sad, I have to say, in my opinion. Then they go to lunch later on in the midday, and then after lunch, where you think would be a perfect time to, you know, burn off a few calories, as they say, they go straight back to the classroom, sit back down at their desks, and watch TV for 20 minutes. Whereas you could maybe foresee that could be another marvellous time to do a bit of, what's it called, free play.
Yes, TV at school, that seems to be like a little bit like they're shirking their responsibilities of how to develop the children. I'm not too sure that's the best way to, create the greatest minds in children.
Yeah.
It's a tough one because Cressy is in a situation where he's possibly up against school management and how the running of the school is. Again, he might need to add his own approach to how he tackles his problem. He could even possibly even try and talk to some of the school leaders and suggest that, you know, maybe children could have a little bit more time outside. Mm. And it doesn't have to be straight from dinner time, lunchtime, sorry, straight back to the classroom. You know, allow the children to have a little bit of time outside, because it's quite easy for even the teacher to, or the teacher monitor or the teacher's assistants to follow the children outside and, you know, keep an eye on them.
Well, Dr. Bennett, interesting stuff. Let's, as always we do on Teacher Trouble, finish them with some teacher tips for Cressy and all those out there who also having a problem with recess. No, recess. Recess.
Non-recess.
No, non-recess. Thank you. A recipe for success if you want to compete. So back we are then. Who wants to go first here with a tip? We start with the doctor.
Okay. Well, again, free play. Very, very important for children developing, like I say, developing their imagination, their dexterity, their physical...
It's clearly proven, isn't it?
Cognitive and their emotional strengths, you know. So the physical side of things might, and the dexterity might be a little bit difficult in Cressy's situation. If he is really tied down to being stuck in his classroom and not being allowed to go outside and just let the children run riot, as it were, I would suggest creating a kind of a free play environment in his classroom. You could create different areas within your class. Have a book corner, a toy corner, a free play area, and say an art corner, you know, with some simple drawing stuff, not painting, that could get a little bit messy. But create different areas in your classroom and just let children choose where they want to go. You're letting them express themselves and find interest in what they want to do. Let them develop their own interests.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you, Dr. Benton. That would be, I guess, if you got 50 kids in a room, that could be rather chaotic, but then that's what we're going for.
If that's what you're tied down to and you can't take them outside, you know, at least if you've got your kids in the classroom, you can keep an eye on them and make sure things don't turn to complete mayhem. But, you know, let them have a little bit of time just to decide what they want to do. Let the children interact with each other.
Yeah, a bit of free thinking. Dr. Benton, researchers are asking me, have you been doing yoga since you've been in India?
Well, I went to see a spiritual advisor.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk too much about that.
I got my yoga pants on.
The one, the Alibabas, because apparently you've been saying the word dexterity quite a lot.
Oh, did I? Did that come out? Maybe.
They,
yes.
They said
maybe
that,
that
maybe
is
you've
the,
been using that for yoga.
Some yogis out here that seem to somehow put their legs behind their ears. I would like to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, legs and ears apart. I'm going to just leave Cressy with this wonderful quote. I found it's an anonymous one. Gotta love the anonymous ones. I think we'll end it like this. Here we go. I hope you like this, Dr. B. Life is one big puzzle. As you grow up, you find pieces and try to put them together. Patterns and order are created from chaos. The playground and free playtime allows children to create and complete their very own puzzles, day by day, piece by piece. And on that, off you go for your bang, lassie.
There we go. That was lovely.
And we'll speak to you soon, wherever you are. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is certainly China Jedi, people.
If you enjoy listening to the China Jedi podcast and want to get involved, either by asking a question, expressing your opinion, good or bad, light or dark, or even appearing as a special guest, then get in touch by emailing our team at info@chinajedi.com. That's info@chinajedi.com.
May the smile be with you.